We continue our learning. We are in Psachim, Perakei Mishnah Aleph. We move into the world of Kachim, of Karbanos in general, and Karban Pesach in specific. Says the Mishnah, Tamid Nishchat Bishmona Umechza V'Korev B'Teisha Umechza. The Karban HaTamid Shel Ben Harbayim was generally slaughtered 8.5 hours into the day, and it was sacrificed, placed on the Mizbech, 9.5 hours in today. So a little bit of background. The Chumash tells us that we brought a carbon tamid, echad babok, echad ben harbayim. The Torah says that we have an obligation every day. This was a carbon sibur. Everyone contributed on the first of Adar, beginning with the first of Adar, collecting during the month of Adar for carbonos sibur, specifically the carbon atamid of every day. So one was brought in the morning, Mishehi'ir Pnei HaMizrach, right when the eastern sky started getting a little bit bright. And that was the first carbon of the day. And then there was a Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, which is sacrificed in the afternoon, specifically early as 6.5 hours into the day. On perfect day, we know that halachic hours shows manios every day has 12 hours. In the summer months, of course, the hours are going to have more than 60 minutes. In the winter months, they'll have less than 60 minutes. It's always 12 hours. So 6.5 hours into the day is when that's also the time, not only Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, that becomes, of course, because tefillah is keneged karbonos, that becomes the earliest time for mincha as well. So on Erev Pesach, there was additionally, besides the karbon Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, the afternoon karbon, the mincha karbon, there was also the karbon Pesach. And the karbon Pesach was brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. Generally speaking, the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim is the last karbon that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash. On Erev Pesach, though, the Karban Pesach was brought after that, and we'll see what that's based on. So the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, even though technically could be brought 6.5 hours into the day, it was brought every day, as the Mishnah says here, it was slaughtered 8.5 hours into the day, 2 hours later, after its earliest time. And the reason for that is, since I want this to be the last carbon of the day, I want to make sure that this time for people to bring other carbonos. People make nidarim and adavos. People donated carbonos. And when you came to the Beis HaMikdash, you needed time for people to bring those karbanos. And in order to ensure that the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim would be the last karban, we need to leave enough time for the other karbanos. The fact that it has to be the last karban of the day, we have this in the karbanos section of our davening, we quote this pasuk, from Ayikra Perek Vav, V'hiktir aleha chelvei hashalamim. Literally means that we're maktir, we burn upon the karban, the fats of the shlamim. But we darshan from the word aleha, references to the olas haboker, upon the olas haboker, upon the ola carbonola. The carbon tamid was the carbonola. So we're supposed to do what? We're supposed to be mashlim kol har karbonos kulam. The word shlamim, hashlamim, is there to tell me that after I bring my karbon tamid, I have the karbon tamid in the morning. So after that, the last karbon of the day, I should be alel hahashlem. I should be completing the karbonos by the karbon tamid shel ben harbayim. Nothing should be brought after the karbon tamid shel ben harbayim. So as the Mishnah says, you slaughter it 8.5 hours into the day on a typical day, and then you offer it on the Mizbech 9.5 hours into the day. And after that, there were still things to do, meaning you now have a couple hours left to the day to do other things that were not officially karbanos. You have the ktores, you have the mincha, the flour offering that's brought, that the tamid's supposed to have, the chavite kohen gadol. The kohen gadol had what was called the minchas chavitin. He brought half in the morning, half in the afternoon. That was also a flour offering. The nesachim, the pouring of the wine libations down the hole in the mizbeach. And of course, the halakas neros, which was the last avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So the last karbon is, which was typically brought on the Mizbeach, 9.5 hours into the day. That was Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. But after that, you had other avodos that completed the day. Says the Mishnah, though, Ba'arve Psachim, on Erev Pesach, though, in order to leave time in the afternoon for the Karban Pesach, and there were many people brought Karbanos Pesach in the Chabura, but you have many, many people who bring Karban Pesach, So nishchat b'sheva u'mechitza, you would slaughter an hour earlier, the carbon tamish olbein amayim, not 8.5 hours into the day, but you would slaughter it 7.5 hours into the day. V'karev b'shmone u'mechitza. And then an hour later, instead of it 9.5 hours into the day, 8.5 hours into the day, that's when it was placed on the Mizbeach. And this would be true, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Mishnah is coming to tell me, not only Erev Pesach, this is true every day. Even though on Shabbos, you cannot bring nedarim u'nedavos, donated karbonos, voluntary karbonos, cannot be born on Shabbos. Only karbonos tzibur adocha Shabbos. There are malachos involved, there's burning, there's slaughtering, which is not allowed on Shabbos. Or karbon tzibur, the karbon tamid, a karbon musaf, of course, that is docha Shabbos. You can do whatever avoda, whatever malacha you need to do in order to perform that avoda. But the Nedarim u'Nedavos donated karbonos, you don't bring those on Shabbos. So maybe we would have thought we should push up then the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim, you don't need, or maybe you could bring it 6.5 hours into the day, not 8.5 hours into the day. So the Mishnah says it's not true. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, these were the hours, whether it's Chol or Shabbos, and that's true for Erev Pesach as well. Erev Pesach, we pushed it up an hour to 7.5, slaughtering 8.5 sacrifice. That's what it was on Shabbos as well. Chol Erev Pesach Lios be'erev Shabbos. Let's Erev Pesach fell out on Friday, though. So then we do have to push up the slaughtering of the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harbayim to leave time for the roasting of the Karban Pesach, which I cannot do that night, the night of the Seder, because the night of the Seder is Shabbos. So I'm going to have to do all the roasting on Erev Pesach. So that's why we have to leave time. And therefore, Chol Erev Pesach Lios Be'erev Shabbos Nishchat B'sheishu Mechza. So finally, I have the earliest time I can slaughter the Karban Tamid Shel Bein HaMayim is when Erev Pesach falls out on Friday. The Karev, and then it's slaughtered 6.5 hours, the Tamid Shel Bein HaMayim, and then it is offered on the Mizbeach B'sheva U'mechza, 7.5 hours, V'ha Pesach Acharav. And then you bring the Karban Pesach, you slaughter it right after the Hakravas HaTamid Shel Bein HaMayim, and then you're able to deal with the Karban Pesach, including the roasting of the Karban Pesach, so that it's prepared for the Seder being Friday night, where we would not be able to roast it because of Chilul Shabbos. Pera, of course, on a Yontif, we can, because it is Ochel Nefesh. Tzachem Parakei, Mishnah Beis. Introduction to this Mishnah, general rules of Karbanos, is that there are four avodos involved, which are matir or karbon to be burnt on the Mizbeach and to be eaten. Number one is the shechita. You have to slaughter the animal. That's avoda number one, and that can be done even by a non-kohen, even by a zar. There's kabbalah, the kabbalah sadam, the accepting the blood in a kli shareis, in a vessel from the neck of the animal. Then there's what we call holacha, bringing the dam to the mizbeach, and finally zrika, the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach itself. And during the time of each of these avodos, the shechita, the kabbalah, the holacha, and the zrika, the person bringing the karban has to have the proper machshava for the sake of this particular karban, because there are different types of karbanos. You have to have kavana. I'm bringing a shlamim right now, assuming it's a shlamim. Shouldn't be thinking chatas when you're bringing a shlamim. And the Kohen should have the proper bailim, the proper owner in mind, if he's bringing a carbon for a particular owner. And the Mishnah here is coming to teach us regarding carbon Pesach, that if one of these avodos that we listed, one of these four avodos was done shelo l'shem Pesach, you didn't have in mind the carbon Pesach, but you had in mind a different carbon, then the carbon is pasul. It's invalid. Based on the Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, it says, Shamor eschodesh ha'aviv v'asisa Pesach. What does the phrase v'asisa Pesach teach me? That all asiyosecha should be l'shem Pesach. All your activities should, in the preparation of this carbon, should be with in mind, with the carbon Pesach in mind. And it also says in Parshas Bo, va'amartem zevach Pesach. Or you have to say, express that this is a zevach Pesach. It means the zevach has to be l'shem Pesach. So Parakei Mishnah Bei says as follows: HaPesach sheshchato shelo lishmo. Let's say you slaughtered the carbon Pesach, which is the first of the avodos, with in mind a different carbon. Let's say you're thinking shlamim. you're not thinking Korban Pesach. So you had a machshava during the Shechita that this is for the sake of a Korban Shlamim. And there is a debate, this is discussed by the Rishon in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim, whether when we speak about having in mind, is having in mind just having in mind, or is something that I actually articulate, this is a Shlamim instead of a Pesach. That's a machlokes. But let's just assume that it's a machshava that he has. He has the wrong machshava, the more wrong karbon in mind. And then the Mishnah says, v'kibel, v'hilech, v'zarak shelo l'shamo, or it doesn't have to be only the Shechita. Let's say he did the Kabbalah. He did the Shechita fine with the Korban Pesach on, but it was accepting the blood from the neck of the animal in the Kli Shares. He's thinking a Korban Shlamim, which is the wrong Korban. Or he has that in the wrong Machshav in mind during the Holocha, as he's bringing the blood to the Mizbech. Ah, I'm about to bring the blood to the Mizbech of a Korban Shlamim, but it's really a Korban Pesach. Or v'zarak. Or he sprinkled the blood on his Mizbeach. Maybe the other avodos, he had the Korban Pesach in mind. But when he's sprinkling the blood, he's thinking the wrong Korban. And he does any one of these activities, shelo l'shmo, shelo l'shem Korban Pesach, but l'shem with in mind a different Korban. We'll see it's possible, but we're going to give other examples where there's be a disqualification as well. O l'shmo v'shelo l'shmo. Or let's say he did one of the avodos, let's say he had in mind Korban Pesach, and then he had in mind Shelo Lishmo, meaning as he's doing the Shechita, first he's thinking Korban Pesach, and then he says, Korban Shlamim, he's thinking Korban Shlamim, oh Shelo Lishmo v'lishmo, or the opposite order. First he's thinking the wrong Korban, and then he changes his mind and says, now this is Lishma. So it makes no difference which machshava he started with, which machshava he ended with. In all of these cases, pasul. The karban is disqualified. Ask the Mishnah, ketzad lishmo v'shelo lishmo. What's an example of doing something lishmo and shelo lishmo? L'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlamim. Where first you had in mind the right karban, the karban Pesach, and then you had in mind l'shem Shlamim. What shelo lishmo v'lishmo? What would be a case where you had in mind lishmo shelo lishmo v'lishmo, where you had in mind the wrong carbon first and the right carbon afterwards? So Mishnah gives the obvious example. That's where it's l'shem shlomim first and then u'l'shem pesach.